Lithgow City Council is inviting community to provide feedback on the concept plans for Stage 2 of the Lithgow Main Street Restoration Project running between Cook Street and Bridge Street. Jonathan Edgecombe, Director of Infrastructure and Economy, is with me.
Thank you very much for having me.
What are we looking at doing?
So the work has been a long time coming. We're the first to acknowledge that. The original pavers were laid sometime in the 90s, likely around when I was born, to be honest, and they've very much reached the end of their useful life.
Yeah.
The difficulties associated with the pavers comprise slipperiness. They are also rather uneven and generally require a refurbishment, a change of amenity that better reflects the growth and the changes that have occurred through the community. So in terms of scope, the project really looks to pick up those pavers and replace them with a concrete alternative,
yeah,
with the view of providing better access to the underlying services. And we'll also be replacing the curb and gutter. The stormwater infrastructure under the footpath will be replaced, because at a later stage it is proposed that we resurface the street with asphalt to give it a more modern look. And for that, the outlets of the stormwater services need to be raised slightly. So we're preparing for the future as well.
Council's worked hard with state government to extract as much money as you possibly can from those government coffers. What kind of coin are we talking about?
So this stage two is $4.5 million. There is some contingency built into the project so that if there are unexpected items underneath that footpath, which there inevitably are when we're talking about assets that were built in the 90s, that there's a bit of leeway there so that we can accommodate for those unknowns. But yeah, the project is $4.5 million. Originally, that was largely funded by council as a co-contribution, but thankfully we were able to source funding from the federal government as a co-contribution to the state government's funding. So essentially, council is contributing $500,000 to the project, the state government's paying $2 million, and the feds matching $2 million as well. And we very much appreciate the support of both the New South Wales and the Australian government.
It's definitely a win. Project commencing when?
The community consultation has commenced. Yep. There is information on council's website. But in terms of physical construction, we're expecting that to start in July, with the necessary community engagement and tendering and procurement to occur between now and June.
Okay.
So very importantly, once this project does start, it will be a 9 to 12 month project. So one of the key aspects that we're looking to engage with the community on is the construction timetable. We're expecting that we'll hear from the shop owners and the business owners and our community about when their high pedestrian traffic times are, which is likely around Christmas and Halloween, and we'll be doing everything possible to stop works for those periods and allow people to trade as normal.
Possibly people living on Main Street could be affected by this. Are you working across normal hours generally?
We acknowledge that there are residents living above those shops, and during stage one there was some work that had to happen after hours and we didn't notify as well as we could. So again, we've learnt that lesson and we'll be directly engaging with those landowners, but it is expected that all work will be done during business hours, which will be 7 till 6, I believe.
It must be very pleasing for you to see a project come to life like this.
It really is. Council recently released and endorsed a document known as the Lithgow Evolving Economy Plan. And if there was one central theme of that document, is that Lithgow is changing, needs to change, and we need concerted and proactive effort in this space. Increasing the livability of our villages is a key outcome of that document, and creating an environment that supports retail trade is also very important. A local economy that has to deal with online shopping and those sorts of disruptive factors. So this project has been a long time coming. We are looking at all opportunities to revitalise our infrastructure and just make our places more appealing to look at and interact with on a daily basis.
There's also a plan that Mayor Marie Statham spoke about in improving the way that you enter Lithgow. Is that also going to dovetail into this stage two development?
Those town entry signs are a project that's slated in the draft operational plan for 2024-25 with a $100,000 allocation to replace those town entry signs with assets that better reflect the character and reflect where we're going and the pride that this community has for their place of that they live.
Any plans to green up CBD area?
Absolutely. So one of the core or the central themes of the Main Street Renewal Program is green space and reflecting the fact that Lithgow isn't the city CBD. We're not Randwick, we're not Ryde. We are Lithgow, and we are blessed by an abundance of environmental resources. landscaping in terms of pots and planters. Street trading furniture will also be included so that shop owners can come to council and hire this at low cost so that they can trial on street trading. Those assets will be definitely included. We're engaging with shop owners as to the best way to manage those, because the worst result would be installing these and letting them deteriorate or fall into disrepair.
Stage two of Lithgow Main Street restoration. And if you want to know more about it, drop into Lithgow City Library, or you can go online to, I'll give you the address, ourplaceourfuture.lithgow.com. Jonathan Edgecombe, LCC's Director of Infrastructure and Economy, thanks for your time.
We really look forward to hearing from the community, and I hope you make a submission. Thank you.